Okay, today's daf is Shviyas daf Samach Aleph, as we are in Perek Klal Gadol Amru, the eighth Perek of Masechta Shviyas, 8 out of 10. So we have 8th and 9th, and then the 10th is a topic that we never spoke about yet, really, and that is Shmitas Ksafim. That'll be the last parak that B'Shem will get to, and issues of Prizbol and the like. But now we're on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph on top, and we're in the middle of a proof. The Gemara just brought a Svara, and then we're going to reject the Svara. What was the Svara? So we're talking about what this parak started off with. What are we allowed to use Kedushas Shvius items for? So we mentioned if something is roi for people to eat, then you cannot make it into melugma. You can't make it into a plaster that is used for even for a human being who needs it. If something is roi for achilas behema, then you can use it for melugma for a person, but you can't use it for a melugma for an animal. And then we also related that if something is roi to use for dyes for a human, then obviously you can make it into dyes. That is the halacha. So we mentioned the last question towards the bottom of Samach Amabez. What about, can you use ochle behema to make tzavon for a behema? That's the question. If I have something that's right for an animal to eat, could I use it to make dye to color a blanket for an animal? So am I allowed to do that? So the Gemara first says, yes. Let's read that again, the last four lines. If you have something that's roi for achilas adam, something that's roi for people to eat, you can't make it into melugma, because that's considered a lowering of the item. But you can make tzavayin la'adam, you could use it to dye something for a person, so too by an animal. Maybe we'll say the same svar. Ochle behema, she'en osimein melugma la'adam. Ochle behema, which a person can't make a melugma for a behema, nasa tzavon la'meba. Right? If you can't make, just like a human, you can't make melugma, but you can make tzavon. So too, ochle behema. You can't make melugma, but you can't make tzavon. You can't make the dyes. So Gemara says, no. Amar Reb Yossi, now we're on top of Samach Aleph of an Aleph. Amar Reb Yossi, I don't like the comparison. Mipnei ma ochle adam, osim tzavon la'adam. You know why you're allowed to take ochle adam, items that are roi for human consumption, and you can make them into dyes for a person. Shekein, you know why that's true? Because that's connected to the idea that shetzive adam, because if you have items, herbs, that inherently are designated for dyes, yesh lahem kedusha. So the fact that you could have something that's designated for dyes that has kedusha, that shows that dyeing is not a bizayin of the kedusha shvius. Because you could have something that's designated for that in the first place, and it's fine to use it. And therefore, just like it inherently, that tziv is something that's designated for tzivei adam, has kedusha. So too, if you have ochel adam, you could use it to make dyes. But naaseh me ochle behema tzavoyin la behema. But now you're asking, if you could use something that's roi for achilas behema, you want to make that, use that for tzavoyin, to make color for a behema. But if you have something that inherently is only roi to dye something for an animal, that doesn't have kedusha. So therefore, to use that for that purpose, to dye something for an animal, that also would be appropriate. So again, we're comparing something that's inherently roi and meant and designated to be used for something, and comparing that and using that as a basis to teach us about what you're allowed to use ma'achal for. So if the dye stuff for an animal doesn't have kedusha itself, we won't allow ma'achali behema with kedusha to be used for the dyeing purpose. That's what the Gemara says. Okay, so we're talking about tzavoin and coloring here. Interesting, when we talk about Hilcha Shabbos, we know that there is a malacha of tzoveya, right? Malacha of dyeing. But it's an interesting discussion in the Achronim. The Stipler has an important piece relating to this in Kidukilas Yaakov and Simon Mem, relating to what is the relationship between tzoveya and kosev. Those are two malachas on Shabbos. One we translate as coloring, one we translate as writing. Right? What's the difference between the two? So he says, at first, I would have thought, Laniyas Daitin Nira, he says, maybe the difference is the pleasure, is the hana that you get from seeing or from knowing. I mean, when I look at a picture, when I look at a picture, I get pleasure from looking at that picture. Wow, it's a nice picture. But if I see information, like I see numbers, I see words, so I'm going to get the pleasure from the knowledge of what I read. So maybe that's the difference between, how do you know if it's kosev or it's tzoveya? They both have to do with expressing yourself on a surface using a coloring or a writing agent. So says the stipler, Deklala Dein Svia. So that's no, that's first. That's Svia Ba'ochlin. He says maybe that's the first svara. It has to do with whether you're getting. Let me just feed you. Dinyan Svia Husha Ha'ayin Nehene Mehamara. Coloring is when your eye gets hanah from the appearance. Vinyan Haksiva Humasha Nehene Miyadias Tochen Haksav. How do you know the difference? What if you tell somebody what you saw? You tell somebody, oh, I saw a beautiful picture. Does that person have the hana of the picture? You can tell them for a year. If they don't see it, they're not going to get the hana. But if you give somebody the information that you read, same thing as you. So maybe that's the difference between Sove and Kose. De'im Ruvein Roa Biksav V'Roa V'Kore V'Shimon Shomea Gam Shimon Nena Me'aksav She'Shomea Dvarav V'Ilu Tziur She'inyano Yofi La'ayin. But a picture that usually is beauty, Im Ruvein Yirev Yisaper L'Shimon Masheroa Ein Mozehana L'Shimon Klum U'Lefizeh. So maybe that's the difference. But then he says, I don't think so, because you look in the Rambam, I don't think that works out to be a proper chiluk. What happens if you draw a picture, you draw a picture on a, not color in a picture, make a stick figure. Let's say you make a stick figure on a cup for design. Is that kosev or is that soveya? So we usually think it's soveya is like coloring. So coloring, so writing a picture is kosev or is soveya? It's hard to know. Sometimes things are a little difficult to know. So the stipler says, here's the difference. The difference is, are you using what you write on as background, and the ikur of what you're writing is what you're writing, and what the surface is just the background, or is your goal to better the surface that you're writing on? Is the surface the ikur, or is the surface the background? That's the difference. So if I have a coloring book and I color in the coloring book, the picture, so what my purpose is to better the picture, and therefore that's soveya, right? If I draw a stick figure on a surface, but what am I trying to do? What am I trying to do? Am I beautifying the cup by having a stick figure on it? So if that's the case, so then that would be soveya. If my purpose is just to use the cup to, have background to my pig, then that would be kosev. That's the difference. So he says, "Dinyan svia hu asiyas tikun bedavar hanitzva shemashbicha umiyapeu bazeh." If you are making it more valuable, more beautiful, umalechas ksiva hu ifcha. So ksiva is the opposite of svia. Svia is using the ikar as the background, then you're making the background better. Ksiva is using the background. Ella is just that you can't write in the air, so you need something to write on. Ella lafi she'efshar lasos osios parchos ba'avir muchrach lasos on adavar mamashi. So you have to write it on something tangible. Kadeshi yiskaimu v'nimsa shaniyar mishamish l'ha osios. Not like melechas soveya shatzvia mishamish lashbiach as adavar makabel asatzeva. And he says that's what that you get for the Rambam. And he says that's why hatsar tzura, which the Gemara talks about, right, drawing a picture. So there's a chilek. She'im tachlis kavanaso liyapos adavar makabel asatzura. You have a mug and you're drawing a picture on the mug to be able to have a beautiful mug. So that's soveya. Drawing a picture. It could be a stick figure. But you're drawing a picture. Right? And if you engraved, that would be makabapatish. Vistama de milsat sort sura bikli hakavanala hashbiyach as a kli. Ulatakno bazeh. And therefore there's no ksiva. But the Rambam gives a case of tsar tsura bakosel. Davi told us kosev, hainil fisha hasam, ikar kavanaso shielo tsura noya. Ela shebehechrech, you want to draw a beautiful picture, but you just can't have it in the air, and therefore you need the background. So that's regarding tsvia and kosev. That's the stipler in Shabbos in Simin Mem. Good. That's regarding a little bit about soveya. We'll get to another malach on Shabbos in a minute. But let's continue now. So back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, if you remember, on yesterday's daf, so the usage depends on what the item is miyuchad for. If it's supposed to be, if it's miyuchad for ochel adam, then it has the highest level. If it is miyuchad for ochel behema, then you have a little more flexibility. You can use it for malug mala adam. What if it has not, there's no miyuchad at all, right? That was the third case in the Mishnah. V'kol she'ena miyuchad, the Mishnah said, lo l'machal adam, lo machal behema. You have something that sometimes is used for some people eat it, sometimes you give it to your animal, and sometimes used for firewood, sometimes of stalks. If you're on a teal and you find these stalks and you don't have any other snacks, you'll eat it. But otherwise, maybe you'll give it to your animal. And otherwise, maybe you'll use it for firewood. So what's the halacha there regarding Shemitah? So the Mishnah said, it depends what you thought to use it for. If you thought that you're going to use it for firewood, then it doesn't have kedusha at all. If you thought you're going to use it for, you know, human, then that's it. And that's the, what if you thought you're going to use it? Either me or my dog are going to eat it. I'm not sure yet. But one of them. So that's where the Mishnah says, Nostan alav chumrei adam v'chumrei behema. So you got both chumras. You take the chumra of if this would be food for human consumption, and the chumras of food that would be for animal consumption. So you understand what the chumra of adam is. Right, what's the chumra of behema? So says the Gemara. Nozal chumra adam, chumra behema. Lachulu nicha chumra adam. I understand chumra adam. Well, what's the chumra of adam that you cannot use this to make malugma? Because if you have food for a human, like the Mishnah said, you cannot use that for a malugma for a person. But if you have something that's for machal behema, you can. So that's the chumra. You can't make this into malugma. So nicha chumra adam. Fine, I understand that. But what about chumra behema? What's the chumra? What's the chumra of a behema that you wouldn't be able to do something with it? Sha'aser l'shalkan, aser l'shalkan. You can't cook it. You can't cook it because if something is designated for an animal, the animal generally doesn't eat his food cooked. So therefore, cooking it is being mishana, is changing it from its ultimate way that it's normally used, and therefore that would be aser. Right, and that's what we saw this Rambam a long time ago. But let's just read it again. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah, in the fifth parak, that's where the Rambam talks about Peiros Shvius Nitnu La'achila Vilishasia Vilisicha Ulalaka Saner Ulitzvia. Five usages. You're allowed to use Peiros Shvius for eating, drinking, smearing, if it's a type of oil that you smear, lighting a candle, right, if that's normally the type of fuel, Ulitzvia for coloring. Mipi Yeshua Lamdu Tihiyeh. Even though the last two are a little bit more tricky, it's not imbibing, getting direct hana, still it's allowed. And then the Rambam describes, what does it mean? You're allowed to use it for eating and drinking. Whatever is normally eaten, fine. Whatever is normally drunk, fine. And the Rambam says, V'lo yishane peros mibir yasan. You can't change its ultimate purpose. And that's why in Yanei Shemitah, are you allowed to squeeze oranges to make orange juice with Shemitah oranges? The answer is, oranges is pretty common. That's considered a normal usage. And therefore, it's mutter. What about crushing an avocado? Mushing an avocado? Right? So lechara, that's also allowed because that's a normal usage. People eat avocado, when it is it's mushed and you add a few ingredients. So whatever is considered normal usage. But I don't know if you have something that's not considered normal. Carrot juice? I don't know. Carrot juice? I guess if you go into a health food store and people have carrot juice, I'm going to get emails now. I eat plenty of carrot juice from all the carrot juice right, carrot rights people out there. But whatever is considered, I don't know, cantaloupe juice, maybe that one. You can't get. But anything that's considered unusual is not allowed. So then the Rambam adds, though, Davar shedarko lechol chai lo yochal oso mevushal. If it's normally in raw, you can't cook it. V'davar shedarko lechol mevushal ein ochal oso chai. And the opposite. If it's normally something that's eaten cooked, so then you have to eat it cooked. You can't eat raw. Lefichach ein shokin ochle behema. Therefore, ochle behema cannot be cooked because an animal does not get its food cooked. Ochle behema, and that's the argument right here. That's the chumra of ochle behema. If you have something that's roi for people, then you could cook it. If it's something that's roi for animals, then you can't cook it. Because cooking is changing. As we know, the malacha bishul on Shabbos, right? That's called changing the item. What's called cooking? That's a big discussion. In the post-game, what's called cooking? What's the definition of cooking for Hilchos Shabbos? So it depends if it's yaveh shelach. Depends if it's dry or dry, maybe even a little, right? Easier. Different. Yavish or dry. So what's lach? What's considered cooking for a liquid? So we saw, temperature. That goes by temperature, right? That's yasso ledespo. If I make a liquid yasso ledespo, so then I'm chayv daraisa for cooking on Shabbos. There's a machlokas. What about yasso ledespo to bubbling? Bubbling hot, which is even hotter. So that's a machlokas. But what about yavish? What's called cooking? So everyone agrees. If I go from zero to edible, that's bishul b'shabbos daraisa. what's called machlo ben drusoy, right, which is a machlokas Rashi Rambam, whether that's a third or a half cooked, right? It's just edible. Ben Drusoy was the bandit that always ate on the run, and he never could eat his food fully cooked. So that's called, that's edible. And that's what the Gemara says. If I make something machlo ben Drusoy on Shabbos, so then that is an issa daraisa. So that's called a change. Like we're talking about bishul here. What about going from machlo ben Drusoy to mevushal kol tzarcho? So that's a machlokas Rishonim. So machlokas Rishonim to the Rambam and the Rashba. And we're machmir. Right, whether, if something is edible, but now I want to make it more cooked. So that could be Bishul Daraisa or Machmir. I think the Rashba, I don't remember who says what. Machlokas Rambam Rashba. We're Machmir, to assume that even going up to Mevushal Kol Tzarcho is an Issa Daraisa. Beyond that is not also Daraisa. Going from Mevushal Kol Tzarcho to what's called Mitztamik V'Yafelo. Right, the challenge ready. But I want it to be, you know, overnight. It tastes even more, better in the morning, after overnight. So that type of bishul would not be bishul daraisa, according to anybody. Right? They'll get into bishul derabanan issues. And how do you put it, how do you leave it on the fire, and how do you put it back on the fire? But bishul changes. And that's what the Gemara here says. If I'm a vashel shmitah items that are normally in raw, that's called a significant change, and therefore that's a bizayin. That's a bizayin of the ochlin, and therefore I'm not allowed to do that. We paskin, even if something was prepared and cooked in one way, if I change it and prepare it in a different way, that's also possibly bishul daraisa. And that's the sugya of bishul achar afiyah and afiyah achar bishul. We paskin ain't bishul achar bishul. If it's the same, bishul is considered, in halacha, bishul means moist, wet cooking, while afiyah or tzliya is called dry. Dry. What if I have challah that was baked, and I'm going to put my challah into a kli rishon that's burning hot, which is unusual, because when you usually putting challah, you usually put challah into your bowl, and your bowl is probably a kli shlishi, if you consider the ladle a kli sheni. If you pour it directly in, but let's say, I don't know, somebody has, bread croutons that were baked, and you want to put it into the pot and mix it around before you serve it. That's a serious issue. That's a serious issue. But that's the issues of bishul acharafiyah velcha bishul. Where does that come from? That comes from a machlokas rishonim. Machlokas rishonim between the Reb Elazar Meimetz, the Yireim, and the Rav Yah. Reb Elazar Meimetz is the one that starts this issue. Right? The Yireim. The Yireim says, well, we have a Gemara Psachim. The Gemara Psachim says that what happens if I have an elderly person who can't chew properly? And I want them, well, they want to do the mitzvah matzah. So I could put the matzah in water, and I could soak it and make it really soft, and then I could use the matzah then. But I can't cook it. Yotzin bir kikasharui, says the Gemara. You could soak it, I've a little bit mevushal, but you can't cook it. Why can't you cook it? Says the Rav Yah, because cooking changes. Even though it was matzah, it was already baked. And now you're cooking it, yesh bishul acharafiyah. That's what the Yireim, Reb Elazar Meimetz, one of the Bali HaTosfos, learns from this Gemara, and that's what we're machmer for in Shulchan Aruch. The opposite. If I have something cooked, and then I'm going to, I don't know, if I have meatballs that are in, that I cook in a ton of gravy, it's like a soup, like the gravy that the meatballs are in, that's called bishul. And then I want to warm up the meatballs, without the gravy, because I know, liquid, you can't warm up. By liquid, so I want to warm it up without the gravy. That's an issue if it's going to get to yatso lettuce bow, or that's, it's going to get to, some type of cooking. Yes, well, it's usually by liquids, as I just said, but that could be an issue about afiyah achar bishul. Things to think about. But the Rav Yah he thinks that it's a special did by matzah. He doesn't think it's an issue of bishul daraisa. Okay, so we'll see if there's time later. We'll talk more about these items. By the way, deep frying is called cooking. That's called cooking. That's not called dry. If something is deep fried, like the croutons, the regular soup nuts that we have, those are deep fried. Those aren't baked. And therefore, putting those into soup or anything is not an issue at all, even into a kli rishon, because it's deep fried. Okay, so we got a little of Hilchas Shabbos today. So that was Tzoveya, and now we just had, what's the chumrah of Ada, Abahema, Asul Shalkan. Good. Let's continue. Kagon Asiyah, V'chulu, Tani. So what the last line said, the last line of the Mishnah said that if something is fit for Eitzim, then it doesn't have any Kedusha. So now, let's talk. Tani, says the Braisa, Hamocher, what if you're selling Shemitah items And the seller has different kavanas than the buyer in terms of what you're going to use it for. Or what it's, right, it's one of these items that are not, doesn't have an inherent designation. So it depends, the Mishnah said, it depends what you're thinking. So, ha-mocher, mocher la-ochlin. What happens if the seller is selling it for food? Right? It's normally for a human's going to eat it. Va-lokech, lokech la-itzim. But the buyer has in mind to use it for firewood. It's these stalks. So the seller thinks it's a good snack. It's a good snack. So so he has food in mind. And the buyer has wood in mind. So the buyer is giving this money. The question is, what's the nafkamina? The buyer could use it for, does the money have kedusha? Does the money that you paid for this have kedusha? Because if it's Shemitah, and if it has kedusha shviyas, then the money is going to have kedusha. And if not, not. So what happens? So the seller has food in mind. So the Gemara says, lo kol mimenu. The Bavli sometimes says, lo kol heimenu, is not in his power. That's the girsa that the Mara Folda has. Lo kol heimenu, look at the Mara Folda. Lo kol kemine, shalokeh lasosan chulin. Once the seller thinks food, the buyer can't think firewood, and therefore it already has kedusha. It has kedusha, and the money that was given, it has kedusha, and also the buyer cannot use it for firewood. The buyer cannot use it for firewood. And what about the opposite? Hamocher, mocher, we're switching the girsa. This is the girsa of others. Hamocher mocher le'etzim. What if the seller has wood in mind? Va'lokeach lokeach le'ochlin. And the buyer has food in mind. So what's that case? But then what happened? So somebody said, okay, the buyer's going to use it for food. But v'chishev alein le'etzim. But then, right after the sale, the buyer thinks, oh, you know what? I'm going to use it for wood. So the seller has wood in mind, the buyer has food in mind, and then right after the sale, the buyer says, you know what, I think the seller's right. It's good to use it for wood, too late. Lo kol emenu. Once the buyer thinks food, so it's already has kedusha shvius, and therefore you have to give it those halachas in terms of how you use it, and in terms of the money. That's if he changed his mind after the sale. But what happens in this case? Hamocher, mocher le'etzim. The mocher is selling it for etzim. No kedusha. Valokeach le'ochlin. And then the lokeach first thinks, I'm going to use it for food. But then, v'chishev alehen le'etzim. And then, during the sale, he changes his mind. So that's the question. What is the halacha there? Is that too late also? He thought food at the beginning of the sale, but if he didn't change his mind until after the sale, it's too late. But what if he changed his mind during the sale? What does it mean during the sale? So we know, man and kayamin. What are we talking about? What's called during the sale? We're going to learn, if you remember, let's say I buy food. There's two stages of that. I pay, and I do a kinyan meshicha, I pull the food. There's two parts of the kinyan. There's meshicha, and there's kesef. Two parts of the kinyan. So we're assuming here that what does it mean you change in the middle? You change after step one and you didn't get to step two. So which did you do first? So that's going to be an issue. So we take out, the word takes out the rest of the amud. So we're going to, that's always a great way to cover ground. Just take it out of the girsa. So said now we're on top of amud base. Samacham of amud base. So now we're going to get into one of the major sugyas. Reb Yochanan Reish Lakish, Bamitzia Mem Zayin, about Moz Konos and Meshicha. So, did the buyer, again, what's the case? The seller said it's firewood. The buyer said, I'm going to use it for food. Oh, no, it's firewood. He changed in the middle. So is that able to prevent the Kedusha? So it depends what happened first. If Meshicha happened first, if he first took the stalks, he took the Shemitah, so then it's done. Because when he did Meshicha, which is a kinyan, Meshicha is a kinyan according to everybody. So if it's Meshicha, so then it's done. When he did that Meshicha kinyan, he was taking food, it's too late. Demei Ochlin Nasan Lo. When he paid for it, he gave money for Shemitah. Right? Demei Ochlin. And therefore, Mishas Meshicha, it was already Nikne, and it has Kedusha. Right? You see on top, the Marafolda, Shari Kishem Mashach, when he pulled it, Ubal or Shus Lokeach, Nasu Hani Dvarim Ochlin, that's it. Nimse Shanasan Loachagavurn, Demei Ochlin. So when you paid for it afterwards, step two, it's Kadosh. So Ella, that can't be the question. Ella Kianan Kaimin, what are we talking about? The opposite order. Bishanasan Lomos, Yachakach Mashach. First he paid. And when he paid, he was taking food. And then before he took it, actually, so then that's where he changed his mind. So this is Tiflugta, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Ben Lakish, And we changed the girsa of a couple of words here to make this Gemara fit in to the Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish that we have in Bava Metzia Mem Zayin. Because if you look there, in our Gemara, it seems to be the shitas are flipped. So we'd rather have them saying the same thing in each place. So therefore, we change the girsa. The machlokas there, Rabbi Yochanan holds there, Ma'os Konos Midaraisa. When you pay for something, it's nikne, even though you didn't touch the item. We have examples of whenever you pay, when you pay for something, that's the kinyan, it's yours. On a daraisa level, Ma'os is Konos Midaraisa, Rabbi Yochanan says. Midarabanan, we say, you need Mashiach. Why? Because let's say I pay something. I pay you for a bunch of wheat. I give you the money. And then all of a sudden you hear that there's a ganav in your barn who's stealing the wheat. Or there's a fire in the barn. And what do you say? Okay, it's not mine anymore. It's okay. It's okay. It's yours. So we're nervous that if you just pay for it, then the guy's not going to care so much about it. And he gets nisrufu chitech ba'aliyah. So that's what we say. No, okay, no. You have responsibility for it until the guy actions. Even though most of the konos midaraisa, but nisrufu chitech ba'aliyah, we say mashiach adrabanan. Reish Lakish says mashiach is konos midaraisa. Reish Lakish says mashiach is konos midaraisa. So that's the machlokas. So is not money. Reish Lakish says not money. That's not Kona. So that's the nafkamina here. Even though that's a machlokis in Choshen Mishpat, it's going to have a nafkamina in Isra Veheter, right here, for Shvius. Right? For Shvius. So here we go. All daiti de Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Du Amar Hama'os Kona Dvar Torah. Right? Take out that word. Rabbi Yochanan holds that Moses Konos Midaraisa. So Dmei Ochlin Asanlo. So then, when you paid for it, he was taking food. You can't change your mind. So the money has Kedusha. I'll die to the Rav Shimon Lakish, but according to Reish Lakish, ein ha-ma'os konen dvar Torah. According to Reish Lakish, money is not konen by itself, and therefore, according to Reish Lakish, when you gave the money, it wasn't nikna yet. And you changed your mind before you took it. And you thought, would. So d'me etzim nasan lo, so there's no kedusha, and it only has, the money that you gave is just for the firewood. Good. This is a huge topic about ma'os konos. What's the source? What's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? That's a big discussion. What's the source for Rabbi Yochanan? The Gemara doesn't give a source. Moos Konos. So Rashi in a few places, Rashi Ben Matthias says, Moos Konos based on V'nasan HaKesef HaKamlo, by Hektish. When you give the money, then it becomes yours. So Rashi says, V'nasan HaKesef HaKamlo, so just like that is, works by Hektish, so it works by, Hedyud as well. That's what Rashi says in Bamatziah on Daf Memvav. That's Memzayin. Memvav Memzayin. That's the Memvav. Memvav Mabes. That's Rashi. Tosfos and the others say, why should you learn from Hektish? It's easier to get things to Hektish, right? I mean, Russell Gavar can Russell Hedyot. So maybe it's not a good. So maybe it's a Svara. Maybe it's a Svara. Maybe it's a Svara that money is the ultimate Kenyan. Everybody pays with money. Right, there's a discussion exactly what the source is. Rav Gusman in the Kutrus Shiurim Nebam Metzia, Rav Gusman is always awesome. He discusses how Rashi can learn from Hektish. Hektish, we have something called V'nasan HaKesef HaKablo. That's Pidyon. That's not Mechira. If I give something to the Beis HaMikdash and then I could take something out, I redeem it. That's not buying. So how could Rashi say that that's buying? How could Rashi learn from there for Kinyanim of a Hedyot? So Rav Gusman goes through that really, there's two elements of Hektish. There's Din Pidyon and Din Mekach. And he brings Rayas to that as well. So even though it is Pidyon, but there's also an idea of Mekach when it comes to of Hektish. If the owner himself is buying it back, that's Pidyon. If somebody else is getting it back, then it's Mecher. He goes through the Rayas there. But that's Rashi, but it's a discussion about what the source is. It's a huge topic, and hopefully we'll have time at some point. But we continue first. Hamocher, mocher le'etzim. What about this case? The seller wants to sell it for firewood. Why? Because the seller does not want the money to have Kedusha. So he has it for selling it for firewood. Falokeach, lokeach le'ochlin. And the buyer says, no, I'm buying it for food. And they're both being stubborn, right? They're both standing up and saying, this is what I want it for, and no, this is what I want it for. So you know what? They go home and say, okay, forget it. And they go home and they forget the deal. And the next day they meet each other and they said, you know what? Let's do the deal again. And they do the deal again without specifying, without talking about it. So now what's the halacha there? So yeba kahada, it must be like this case. This case, what's this case? The first half of the case is missing, right? It's a Tosefta in Bamatziah. Tosefta in Kiddushin, right? But it's quoted in Choshe Mishpat. What happens if two people are saying, you know, I'm going to sell this to you, and the guy says, I'm not selling it for you for less than, and the other guy says, I'm not paying more than three. No way. And they fight about it. Okay, forget it. Deal's off. They go home. And the next day they come, and they sell it to each other without specifying. So how much is it? Five or three? So Gemara says, well, who went to who? Who went to who? Im amocher tovei alolokeach. If the seller went to the buyer and says, you know, let's do this, so you could assume that he's acquiescing to the buyer. And therefore, yasuk adevei alokeach. Vim alokeach tovei alomocher. But if the buyer is the one that went to the seller, so yasuk adevei alomocher, you could assume he's ready to sell it for, to buy it for five. So, viko kein. And how do you read those two words? We'll go to the Pnei Moshe. And the same thing here, meaning it depends. It depends if the buyer went to the seller, if the seller went to the buyer. That would make the difference in terms of whether it has Kedusha or not. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Again, a lot more in terms of a Kinyanim. Right? Bamitzia comes up, makes an appearance in Shvias today, as does Hilchos Shabbos. B'Hashem, we'll continue next time with the Mishnah about usage.